in our day, we have become aware of the need for teaching and learning the true faith at home. This awareness, I admit, is largely the result of the growing paganism that surrounds us on all sides. What should be kept in mind, however, is that being surrounded by paganism is as old as Christianity. Time and again in the Gospels, Christ warns his followers not to conform to the world. The world that he is speaking of is the world that rejected him, the incarnate God. Hear it and don't forget. And that same world has been rejecting his teaching and opposing his followers ever since. It is a world that has crucified him. And believe me, I didn't used to talk this way 30 years ago. I sure do now. It is a world that crucifies Christians. And I mean crucifies. This world has been hostile to the gospel since Calvary. And we may safely say we'll remain hostile until the end of time. How have Christians managed to survive? Not to say thrive on the built-in opposition of a pagan mind to the mind of Christ. They have done so by instilling into the minds and hearts of the youngest members of Christ's flock the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. And the child cannot be too young. And I keep telling audiences, you begin to teach your children the faith, you mothers, from the time you carry your children in your womb. We make a mistake if we think of home study of religion as mainly an antidote to the prevalent moral crisis in the world. No, no. From the earliest days of the church's history, children were taught and trained at home, trained in their faith, and trained from infancy. Educational institutions can be a great asset. They can help immensely. Help in promoting and sustaining and developing sound Catholic teaching and sound Catholic doctrine and morals. Catholic schools can be powerful auxiliaries, but get the noun, auxiliaries, in the preservation and advancement of authentic Christianity. But, they are only that. They are, even at their best, they are only auxiliaries. The soul of Catholic education is the home. Notice, we are not answering the question of why Catholic home education is important. We are asking why it is imperative. If the teaching and training of children from birth, or as I suggest, from pregnancy, is truly Catholic, we shall have Catholic families. If we have truly Catholic families, we shall have in any part of the world, in any time of history, a truly Catholic Church. How I like to stand on the peak of Mount Everest of the Himalayas and shout for the whole world to hear what the Catholic Church most needs, and, dear Lord, desperately needs in our own beloved United States, that it becomes so desperately de-Christianized. Home education, with all the implications that we have so far described. We have one more important area to cover. How should Catholic home education or home study be done? You might say this is the heart of the matter. We are asking ourselves how Catholic home study should be authentic and effective, or in one phrase, effectively authentic. In order to do some justice to this immense subject, suppose we identify the basic norms of what may be called Catholic domestic pedagogy. Then I'll have subtitles that I will identify as we go along. First, parents' religious convictions. The first and most fundamental need for Catholic home study is the deep religious convictions of the parents themselves. We believe with the mind. The minds of the parents must be convinced of the truth of what they believe. Their ability to teach their children will be in direct proportion to their religious convictions. We are living in a world where doubt had been canonized, and dissenters are the heroes of contemporary theology. Change the word dissenter to doubter, and you see how indispensable is strong religious consent to the truths of Revelation. Convinced parents are courageous parents. To raise one's children in the Catholic faith today takes nothing less than heroic patience and heroic courage in the parents. Remember, we're talking about the how. Second how, the scope of home study. Once parents have decided how they should provide home study for their children, they should also decide the scope of this domestic education. Will it be the whole spectrum of subjects, or only formally religious teaching? By now, tens of thousands of parents have decided on providing home study for their children in everything in which the children need to learn at any given age of their mental development. First, a general principle. Catholic parents have no choice regarding religious instruction of their offspring. In this sense, mother and father do not have a moral option. Either they give their children a religious upbringing, or they are sinning gravely by their neglect. Let me repeat. Either the parents give their children a religious upbringing consistent with their Catholic faith, or they are sinning gravely by their neglect. The only question here is, how much religious instruction, explicitly, formally, regularly, will they give to the children whom they have physically brought into the world? The issue at stake here is not academic. It is profoundly doctrinal. Parents are the principal channels of grace to their children. This is part of the providence of God. Their communication of the Catholic faith to their children is necessary if the sons and daughters they have brought into this world are to reach eternal life in the world to come. All of this being said, we return to the practical question of how extensive Catholic home study should be. As experience has shown, the more comprehensive the home study, the better. There is no such thing, I repeat, as a purely secular subject to be taught. In fact, the very separation between what are called religious and so-called non-religious subjects in the curriculum, that very separation is not only artificial, it is not even true. Why not? Because you cannot remove God from literature, or history, or geography, or any subjects without misguiding and even perverting the minds of the pupils. And this, I suggest, is the heart of the crisis in education in countries like the United States. The much-publicized separation of church and state in our country has produced an educational system that removes God from the world that He made. Removes Him to a degree where He is no longer even the master of the world He created, or the lawgiver, and the guardian, and the judge of the human race that came from His hands. The basic question, therefore, that parents have to ask themselves is whether they want to provide home study for their children. Do you or don't you? If they do, then the more inclusive the home study, the better it will be. Always assumed is that the home study is, as we began, is unqualifyingly Catholic. We go on. Remember, we are answering the question how. And now, the parents as teachers. Our concern here is what we are calling home study. The more common term is homeschooling. The difference between the two is not semantic. Children must study their Catholic faith at home, even long before the dawn of reason. What is new is the, what we might call the horizon of home study. In other words, who is doing the teaching and in what capacity? Are the parents professedly and explicitly and avowedly the teachers of their children? By definition, a school is organized, classes are planned, and there is a predetermined length of time, well, for the class periods and the school time each day. The students are to concentrate on what they are being taught. The teacher prepares each class carefully. There is accountability for assigned, quote, homework. There is a schedule, and, need I say it, there are tests. All of these elements are the essence of schooling and require commitment on both sides, in the teacher and in those being taught. The degree of this commitment on the part of both parents, let it be clear, both father and mother, not the mother alone, nor the father alone. The degree of commitment on the part of both parents can be, as I know, heroic. It will certainly mean, on a parent's part, a reassessment of their priorities. It will always mean a depth of commitment that was already described. What must be emphasized, however, is that home study for Catholic parents and their children demands a clear understanding of the meaning of education. It is, without qualification, a preparation for knowing, loving, and serving God in this life as a condition for possessing Him in the life to come. For some people, homeschooling is mainly a temporary substitute for institutional schooling that so many people find unsatisfactory. In reality, homeschooling, or as I prefer, home education, is part of the Catholic understanding of the sacrament of marriage. Christ instituted this sacrament for the procreation and education of children. As Catholics, we believe that children are born and to be nourished in body and soul. The feeding of their bodies, hear it, the feeding of their bodies is secondary to the nourishment of their souls. It is the divinely ordained duty of parents to provide for their spiritual nourishment at home, in the home, and by the home. All other agencies are secondary to this primordial educational institution established by the divine teacher of the human race. Lord Jesus, you are the teacher of all mankind. You were born into a family. Your virgin mother and your foster father, you allowed to teach you. Your own family life, dear Lord, was a prelude and is meant to be an inspiration for all Catholic families until the end of time. Because, dear Savior, it is in the home that not only father and mother are teaching their children, but you, dear Jesus, and your mother are assisting the parents in nourishing their children with the truth here on earth in preparation for that everlasting home for which their children and the parents are made to join the Holy Family through all eternity. Amen. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.